you ever heard them called broom tails or green horses?
Yes. Well, all horses until they've been broken, as we called it, when they were being taken care of on the ranch so that they could pull the equipment. We always had a horse, someone come in who broke the horses and trained them to pull the wagons and the buggy.
Okay. The green tail, mm-hmm. I mean, green horse or broom tail would be words mm-hmm. that they would have used as well. Mm-hmm. Now, was there another kind of animal on the farm that was a lot like a horse? You mentioned donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something a little bigger than a donkey?
The mule.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but we didn't have any.
Okay.
But there were mules in the area.
Okay. And the male and female mules would be called, do you know?
No, I do, but I can't think of it.
Would they call them jackasses or jacks?
Jacks. Uh-huh. Jack is the male.
And Jenny?
Yeah, Jack and Jenny. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, did you say Jenny?
Jenny.
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 Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jack and Jenny.
Jack and
Jenny.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A donkey, is that the same thing as a B-U-R-R-O?
I think so. That's what the way I would associate it.
Okay.
We kids played with the donkeys and the burros every summer. That was we had more fun with those than we did our own horses to ride.
Why was that? They were just.
I don't know. They were so stubborn and so ornery, but we could go up on the side of the hill, and it was rocky, you know. And we'd ride those old donkeys without any, without a saddle. And you know, you'd come in, your legs were just filthy from those beasts. And then we used to put them in the shafts on a buggy, and when they wouldn't go, we'd poke them in the rear end with a light, quaking aspen stick or something to make them go.
That must have been fun.
Oh, it was. We had a lot of fun with those donkeys.
When they were out ranching, would they have a name for a string of horses, maybe that they took along with them if they were on a cattle drive or something? Would they ever call it a remuda or a cabby?
No.
Okay.
I don't recall that.
Okay. Would they have a name for animals that were of real poor quality, inferior animals, maybe cows or horses that were just not of very good quality?
Oh, I'm sure they did, but I don't know
what
it would have been.
I wonder if you can remember, I don't know if they did in this area or not. I know where I grew up, my grandfather would always go to the pasture in the evening and call the cows in.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that here?
Did they have
animal calls that they would call to the animals?
Mm-hmm. My father and my grandfather would call Bossy, come Bossy, 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 and then of course they chick, 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 that type of thing.
For the chickens.
And,
but you wouldn't call?
Suey, suey for the
great.
Pigs.
That's, yeah. Didn't really call horses, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they, and one other animal I'm asking you about that's man's best friend.
The dog.
Yeah, did they have those on the
mm-hmm.
ranch in the old days?
Yes, we did. And our dog, we only had one, really, and that dog was allowed in the house, and it was like the member of the family, really, you know.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Was it a purebred?
It was a little what's it called?
It was like a collie or?
No, it was small, a little dog about this big, and it was I want to say a Shetland, but it wasn't, and now that isn't the word. I can't think of the type.
Would they have a name for a dog that was not a purebred but was a mixed breed? Would they call it a mutt?
Cur.
A cur.
Maybe.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. And would they have a name for animals that young animals that had been orphaned? Like what would they call a young calf that had been orphaned? Would they call it a dogie?
No, we called it an orphan, and we fed it with
right.
a bottle,
oh.
and then they finally drank from the bucket.
Mm.
We would start them with our finger, and let them suck our finger in the milk, and then we'd take the buckets out there after Daddy separated the milk and the cream, and then the little calves would just line up out there and drink the skim milk like everything.
One other funny thing I remember from growing up, my grandfather would always say, now you boys, if you're going to walk across that pasture, don't you step in any of them cow pies.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all these funny names for cow manure
mm-hmm.
that I used to think were just very funny growing up. Did they have those here? Did they have euphemisms for cow manure?
Oh, we used to call them pies,
okay.
cow pies, and if you stepped in one, you cut your foot, that type of thing.
Is that what they said?
Yeah,
cut your foot?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
cut your foot, didn't you? You know.
Would they ever call them metamuffins or chips?
Chips, cow chips.
Okay, called them cow chips.
And apparently when my grandfather was a young man, they used the buffalo chips, the cow chips, for firewood in the down around Pueblo.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Would they have a name for horse manure? Would they ever call it apples?
Mm-hmm.
Road apples?
Road apples,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever hear anything for like sheep or hogs? Did you ever hear
no.
any? That was just.
We are, I thought of sheep as pellets, but I don't know that anyone.
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay. Why don't we take a break here?
Okay.
That's okay.
Fine.
Okay, that would be.